WCRI's Festival Series proudly presents highlights from the Gilmore Festival, an international keyboard musical experience that has inspired present and future artists and audiences for over 30 years. Recorded in beautiful concert halls and historic venues in the Kalamazoo, Michigan region, the festival is an immersive and ambitious undertaking, featuring some of the best solo, chamber, jazz, and orchestral performances in the world. The festival has truly made an unparalleled contribution to the artistry, craftsmanship, and development of keyboard music. WCRI's Festival Series is sponsored locally by the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has proudly continued the tradition of bringing classical music to our community. Visit newportmusic.org. Now, enjoy the program.
From the 2016 Gilmore Keyboard Festival, pianist Ingrid Fleeter and three friends play Bartok.
It's really a magical piece, magical. He wrote it to play with his wife. The wife was a bit depressed. She didn't have many opportunities to play. So they played four hands, two pianos, and they started touring a lot with this piece.
Béla Bartók's well-traveled sonata for two pianos and percussion found its way to Kalamazoo, Michigan in May 2016 for the Irving S. Gilmore International Keyboard Festival. The performance by Ingrid Fleeter and Kirill Gerstein highlights the third installment of this 13-part series featuring some of the most masterful performers in the world today. Every 2 years, for nearly 3 weeks, Kalamazoo hosts what is arguably the largest gathering of keyboard artists in North America. This hour, along with the Bartók Sonata, we'll hear Bach from pianist Jeremy Denk and music first heard a century before Bach on an instrument called the clavicymbalum. I'm Joan Kerr. We're glad you're with us for an hour of great music from the Gilmore. Support for the Gilmore Festival radio series comes from Zoetis, a global animal health company. Zoetis discovers, develops, and manufactures animal health medicines and vaccines. Building on more than 60 years of experience in animal health, Zoetis is dedicated to supporting those who raise and care for animals. You can learn more at zoetis.com. Pianist Jeremy Denk likes to make unexpected connections. For his recital at the 2016 Gilmore Festival, he concocted a suite that celebrates syncopation, rags and related music by composers ranging from Scott Joplin to Igor Stravinsky. We're not going to hear that suite just yet. It'll come later in this series. Right now, we're going to discover the surprising choice Jeremy Denk made to prepare the way for all that 20th century syncopation. He led off his program with one of the English suites by Johann Sebastian Bach.
Bach was a great master of constantly rejuvenating the river of rhythm and disrupting it so that it's something interesting can happen. And, you know, it begins off the beat, syncopated, dum bum 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 bum. Every voice comes in off the beat for a long time, and there's a kind of incredible propulsive energy, which is an important part of Bach very often. The Sarabande, of course, is also about syncopation, very slow syncopation. The final jig is an incredible, there's so many little rhythmic surprises slipped into its brief span.
This is English Suite No. 3 in G minor by Johann Sebastian Bach, pianist Jeremy Denk in recital at the 2016 Gilmore Keyboard Festival.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was one of the six English suites for keyboard by Johann Sebastian Bach, performed by pianist Jeremy Denk at the 2016 Gilmore International Keyboard Festival. From Dalton Recital Hall in Kalamazoo, Michigan, we heard the English Suite No. 3 in G minor. Before the piano, there was the harpsichord. And before the harpsichord, there was this. At the 2016 Gilmore Festival, Swiss musician Corina Marti introduced an audience at Kalamazoo's Wellspring Theater to a keyboard instrument that had disappeared for centuries. Scholars like Marti learned about it from 14th and 15th century sources who referred to the instrument as a clavicymbalum.
In fact, it's the grand-grandfather or grand-grandmother, this is up to you to decide, of a Baroque harpsichord. In fact, it is a harpsichord. It has no dampers, so the sound stays longer. Funny enough, the music that survived is mostly Italian music, but the paintings of these instruments, the frescoes and so on, we find mostly in, I would say, Eastern Europe, like what is today Poland, the Czech Republic, Slovenia, White Russia even, and what used to be Eastern Germany.
The paintings are important because no original examples of these instruments exist any longer. They've helped present-day builders to reconstruct a clavicymbalum for Corina Marti to play. She brought one to the Gilmore Festival for a recital that included this anonymous piece from 14th century Italy. Music from 14th century Italy, performed by Corina Marti, on an instrument she calls a great-grandfather of the harpsichord. It's known as the clavicymbalum. Marti is from Switzerland. She's a faculty member at the respected Early Music Academy, Schola Cantorum Basiliensis. Marti brought her clavicimbalum to Kalamazoo, Michigan for that performance at the 2016 Irving S. Gilmore International Keyboard Festival. Support for the Gilmore Festival radio series comes from Zoethis, a global animal health company. Zoethis discovers, develops, and manufactures animal health medicines and vaccines. Building on more than 60 years of experience in animal health, Zoethis is dedicated to supporting those who raise and care for animals. You can learn more at zoethis.com. In a moment, music that calls on two pianists to play with the precision of a Swiss watch. This is the WFMT Radio Network. I'm Joan Kerr with more outstanding music making from the 2016 Irving S. Gilmore International Keyboard Festival. A moment ago, I mentioned that the performer we just heard, Corina Marti, teaches at the Schola Cantorum Basiliensis in Basel, Switzerland. The founder of that early music school, conductor Paul Sacher, was also a champion of contemporary music. He commissioned pieces from several of the 20th century's greatest composers, including Igor Stravinsky, Benjamin Britten, and Béla Bartók. Next, we're going to hear a piece Sacher requested from Bartók, the Sonata for Two Pianos and Percussion. Bartók and his wife were the pianists at the work's premiere in 1938. We sometimes forget that the piano is a percussion instrument, but Bartók never did. In several of his piano compositions, he highlighted its percussive qualities, and that makes the sonata especially attractive to pianist Ingrid Fleeter.
My frustrated profession is being a percussionist. So I have such a good time playing this piece, even though I'm very busy, because really doesn't give you 1 second of relaxation, this piece. You have to be always on the top of control. Because if you get the wrong turn, that's it. The piece falls. But it's very much a machine that goes and never stops. Absolutely a Swiss mechanism.
In his score, Bartók called upon two percussionists to play seven different instruments, including timpani, snare drum, gong, and xylophone. In our performance from the Gilmore Festival, the percussionists are Mark Damoulakis and Duncan Patton. The pianists are both recipients of the Gilmore Artist Award. Ingrid Fleeter earned the honor in 2006. The other pianist, Kirill Gerstein, received the award in 2010. The Sonata for Two Pianos and Percussion by Béla Bartók.
Thank you.
From the Gilmore Keyboard Festival in Kalamazoo, Michigan, we heard music by Béla Bartók, the Sonata for Two Pianos and Percussion. The pianists were Ingrid Fleeter and Kiro Gerstein. Along with them, Mark Demolakis, principal percussionist of the Cleveland Orchestra, and Duncan Patton, principal timpanist of the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra. Ingrid Fleeter and Kirill Gerstein are closely tied to the Gilmore. They both received the $300,000 Gilmore Artist Award, Fleeter in 2006 and Gerstein in 2010. This performance at Dalton Recital Hall in Kalamazoo marked the first time they performed together.
I enjoy these two piano encounters, and I wanted to do something with Ingrid where good friends, and I thought it would be a nice thing to try, two Gilmore artists collaborating, and because the repertoire is so great. The Bartók II pianos and percussion sonata is really a monument of 20th century music. It's a modern classic, and classic in the sense you could keep coming back to it, and there's always something more to discover in it.
Pianist Kirill Gerstein. You've been listening to music from the 2016 Irving S. Gilmore International Keyboard Festival. Next time in this 13-part series, Rachmaninoff for two pianos from the outstanding young duo Anderson and Rowe, and an emotive sonata by one of the sons of Bach. More information about the Gilmore's activities throughout the year can be found at thegilmore.org. Support for the Gilmore Festival radio series comes from Zoetis, a global animal health company. Zoetis discovers, develops, and manufactures animal health medicines and vaccines. Building on more than 60 years of experience in animal health, Zoetis is dedicated to supporting those who raise and care for animals. You can learn more at zoetis.com. The producer for the series is Don Lee, with special thanks to Gilmore staff members Mary McCormick and Adam Schumacher. Music recording was by Michael Schweppe, Brian Haney, and Doug Decker. Studio engineer is Sylvester Visick. Voice tracks were recorded at Iowa Public Radio, online at iowapublicradio.org. The director of the Gilmore Festival is Dan Gustin, and the executive producer for this broadcast series is Steve Robinson. I'm your host, Joan Kerr. Thanks for listening. This is the WFMT Radio Network, Chicago.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series, sponsored locally by the Newport Music Festival. For information about the festival or to make a donation, visit newportmusic.org.